Welcome to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. How's everybody doing out there? Thank you guys for tuning in to my podcast. I highly appreciate it. I was asked a question by a person that called me on the phone, and this person's interested in getting initiated into this religion. And the person asked me, what should I expect after my scratching, after my initiation? And if you guys don't understand what this is, it's like a baptism. You get initiated into the religion. So he wanted to know what should he expect. And the answer to that is, we're all different. Everybody's different. I've seen more than my fair share of people getting scratched, and everybody is different. Nobody's the same. Everybody takes their own path. Everybody has a different path. But there's things that do happen. The reason why people get initiated, for example, any general person, for them, when they get initiated, what happens is you get tuned in to your spirituality. You connect with your ancestors, which your ancestors are like your spirit guides. Well, they are your spirit guides. They lead you to me. Like my God kids, their ancestors led them to me because I scratch people. So, and you know, so on and so on to every tata. So what happens is you connect with them. So once you do the initiation, you feel them around you. You feel that connection. You start noticing things happening in your life. Like everything turns a little, everything that happens in your life after that, it goes to like a positive. You know, if you're at the wrong job, you're gonna get moved to another job in one way or another. You know, if you're with the wrong person, you get moved out of that relationship also. It depends also on the person. You know, if the person is really, really into the religion and, you know, does everything. Well, not everybody does everything that's told, but, you know, if you give it a good 80% of, you know, of what you're told, everything will go positive, you know, everything will go positive. A lot of people ask me, hey, why aren't you rich? You know, you've been scratched for a few years now. Why are you not rich? You know? So when somebody asks me that question, I just look at them and I just think to myself, this person doesn't understand. First of all, he doesn't understand, he or she don't understand what rich is. And second of all, he or she don't understand the religion and what it's here for. Like I said earlier, I said the reason why you get scratched is to connect with your ancestors and to connect with your spirituality. So they can guide you to live your full life and to do what you're here for. You know, we're all here for a reason. The reason I'm here for is, you know, to help people, to guide people, to tell everybody, you know, to tell everybody I could get a hold of, whoever listens to my podcast, to give them a little bit of knowledge of what this beautiful religion is. I mean, this religion, like I said in previous podcasts, it's thousands, literally thousands of years old, a lot older than pretty much any religion that you can mention. And this religion works with energies. We work with the dead. We work with the spirits. We work with our ancestors. We get knowledge from them. We get guided by them through your altar. We move energies. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful religion. And There's a story that I want to tell you guys. It's about a person that got scratched. See, okay, so I know somebody that got scratched, and after this person got scratched, this person lost the relationship this person had with their parents. And if you ask somebody that's not that does not practice this religion and knows this person that got scratched and then lost a relationship with the parents, they're going to tell you, oh, that religion is, you know, it's the devil, or it's bad, it's this, it's that. But the reason that I found out later, the reason this person lost the relationship is because when you get initiated, when you get scratched, you get a protection from your ancestors. You get a protection from the pack you make, and the pack you make with the spirits, the pack you make with the energies. Those energies move things around there for you, you know, and your muertos listen to conversations of people around you when you're not around, and your muerto would know, he would know what they're, you know, anybody can be in front of you and they'll give you a smiley face and talk the best in front of you, but when you're not there, and there's your muerto listens to conversations when those people that are close to you speak, and he knows what they say. So if they hate you, your muerto is gonna move you away from them. Let it be your mother, your father, the person you're married to, the person you're with, whoever that person is. If that other person is around you and you got scratched, and that person has intentions that are not good for you, your muerto will move that person out of your life in any way it is, and whoever it is, like a parent, like a spouse, like a sibling, you know. If you have a sibling that's close to you, and that sibling just, you know, doesn't like you, hates you, or talks bad things about you, well, guess what? Now you're scratched, and that energy that you have, that protection you have, will just completely take that person out of your life, whoever it may be, you know? That's happened to me. It's happened to other people that I know. And from the beginning, when it happens, you're just like, what the hell, you know, because you this person meant the world to you, and now they're gone. But with time, you'll understand why that person is no longer in your life, you know, like a parent, like a sibling, like a partner, or whoever it may be, because they don't have good intentions for you. So that's a good example of what happened. This doesn't happen to everybody. It happens to the people that have people around them that don't have good intentions for them. So it can happen to you, but I'm not saying it's going to happen to everybody. It happened to me. It happened to some people that I know that got scratched with me or around me, but it doesn't happen to everybody, because not everybody's in the same situation. I said this a lot. Do not get initiated. This religion here has a lot of taboos. A lot of people say, oh, they're witches and warlocks, and they do stuff, and they do this, and they do that, and, you know, they stomp on your enemies, which we can do that. Depending on who you go to, there's a lot of practitioners that will stomp on your enemies. But if you come to me, I'm going to probably talk you out of it, because I'm going to open your eyes to something different. You know, my godfather, I have the utmost respect for that person, because he opened my eyes to my enemies, you know. He told me, hey, the reason why you came to me because you have enemies, you know, you have to thank them. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm not gonna thank them. Well, yes, you do. You got to thank them, because if your enemies were not around throwing you bad energies and doing this and that, you would have never found me. And that's one way of thinking it. As far as blessing them, if let's say, okay, so let's say you have somebody doing something really, really bad to you. They go to a witch doctor, and they go to somebody that knows how to move energies, and they ruin your life, and they do bad stuff to you, and they do this and they do that. And you find me, I get you scratched, and you have a Nganga. You're ready to, to protect yourself. You're ready for anything, and you have that choice. I'm gonna tell you, don't do it to fight with your enemies, but you can do it if you want, but I'm gonna warn you what you're doing. You could do that, or you can bless them. And if you bless your enemies, guess who's watching? And Zombie, he's watching you bless your enemies. You know how good your life is gonna go, bro? I mean, damn, that's like, your life's gonna get a lot better. Shout out to my enemies. Thank you. Thank you. 'Cause if it wasn't for me, my enemies, I don't think I would be here. I wouldn't be speaking to you guys. I'd be somewhere else. I wouldn't have found this beautiful way of life. I wouldn't have been scratched. I wouldn't have an Nganga or my Ngangas. I wouldn't have got kids. I wouldn't have the majority of the riches that I have in my life right now. And like I said, riches is not money. It doesn't have to be money. If you're happy and you know why you're here, you understand what you're here for, that's richness, man. That's riches. To me, that's how I feel. Like, I know why I'm here. I'm not a lost soul the way I used to be before I found this beautiful way of life. And if, like I said, you have that choice of doing bad stuff, negative works to your enemies, you have that choice. I'm gonna try to talk you out of it. But if you end up doing it, you're creating, let's put it in basic terms, okay? So if you have an Nganga and your enemy has an Nganga, or they go to somebody that has an Nganga, and let's put it in basic terms, like if they throw you a rock, which we'll do the rock as a ensara. It's a job. It's a job that a brujo does. It's a job that a gangulero does, So somebody throws you that rock, and that thing hits you, and you come to me, and I take that rock from you, and I just put it aside, and then you're like, I wanna do something bad. I wanna throw that rock back to, or I wanna do something bad to that person. I wanna throw that person a rock. What you're doing is you're gonna create a rock. That person that threw you something, it created that rock, created that negativity. So that negativity, it's gotta go somewhere, So once I take it out of you, it's gonna go right back to that person that threw it at you. And if they get hit and get knocked out, that's on them. They created that rock, okay? So if you have an Nganga and you start throwing rocks at people, well, guess what? There's people like me out there, and they're gonna go to somebody, and they're gonna meet somebody like me, and they're gonna throw that rock back to you, and then that rock's gonna hit you and bust your eye, So, sometimes what I do is I just when I still get stuff thrown at me all the time, man. It's not an invisible shield, man, where you're not gonna get hit. You're gonna get hit, but instead of car accidents, you're just gonna scratch your knee or something smaller. It won't be as effective as if you don't have that protection, but you'll feel something bad. I mean, I feel the reason why sometimes I feel bad, because I help a lot of people, so I take their bad energy, and sometimes that stuff starts attacking me. But I know how to get rid of it and clean myself and all that. But Like I said, creating negative edit, I don't do that, man. I don't. I'm human, and then, sometimes people really piss me off, and I'm just like, when I get home, you're gonna see. But I get home, man. I sit down, and I just feel so calm and cool, collective. I just like, whatever. They didn't hurt my money. They didn't hurt my family, my money, or they didn't hurt. They didn't. It was just somebody that screamed at me, or whatever, Yeah, there's really no need for that. There's too much of that in the world, man. There's too much negativity in the world. That's how I feel, and I have that power to create more negativity, and I don't like it, It's just something else to deal with, and there's enough, I get enough stuff thrown at me. And people that come to me, I feel their negativity. So there's just too much of it. And as a Tata, as a practitioner, what you got to do is you got to connect good with your Nganga, because your Nganga, your muertos, your Nganga, they're in the spiritual realm. So what we're doing is we're keeping that balance, So I know a lot of people tell you, oh, when you get scratched, you have a muerto, and you tell that muerto to do whatever. It's not like that, bro. And a lot of people will tell you this. I've seen videos where there's people that have been scratched for a lot of years, and they say, yeah, you do whatever the muerto does, whatever you tell them to do. It doesn't work that way, bro. It's like, oh, I want to get this new car. Give me this car. No, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. I don't understand how people think that way. The way it works is, we're in the physical realm. We're human beings, okay? And we can only see what we can see with our eyes, okay? So your Nganga and your muertos are in the physical realm. I explained this a few episodes back about them being in a high-rise building, and they can see a lot more than you, because you're in the bottom. So they can see a lot more. So why would you think that you can command your muerto, like, you're gonna do this? No, you ask, and you're like, hey, me das licencia, because they can see farther. They're like a person in a tree. They're up in the tree, and then you're like, hey, so which way should I go? Which way is the enemy? That way. Okay, so I'll go this way, because you're in the floor, you can't see your enemy because of bushes or whatever. That's just an example, and I hate to bash anybody that says any difference, but that's just my logical way of the way I think, and it's worked for me. I like to ask every step I've made since I've got my Ganga. It's been a positive step. It's a step forward because of the way I think, because of the way I have my altar, because I ask, because I know they can see further than I can see, Let's say you're scratched, and there's like three females that want to be with you, and you got one that's okay, one that's not okay, and then one that's real, real, real okay. And you ask your Ganga which one, because the Ganga knows that person. The spiritual realm knows, can see the inside of the people, and they can hear too. Like I said earlier, they hear conversations where you're not there. When you're asleep, they hear conversations of your enemies talking bad about you, and they tell you in your mind. They'll tell you in your dreams. They'll tell you, in gatherings that you have with different mediums. They'll tell you. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is being scratched. So these are just a few examples. There's a lot more examples that I have, and I'm gonna save them for another episode. But these are pretty basic. On my next episode, I'm gonna tell you guys a story about a person that got scratched and what happened to that person. It was somebody that somebody I know, and it's pretty cool. I hope you guys listen to it. But this will be all for episode 3 of season 2. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector. Thank you, guys.